Is it helpful to be pushing for that as you're trying to get a deal?
You know, we are prepared to get back into the deal as soon as possible, as soon as Iran is. And we would lift all of the sanctions that are inconsistent with the JCPOA. But in the meantime, we can't stand by and not be prepared for a world in which Iran may be choosing to delay, build its program, try to build more leverage. We obviously have to respond, and so that's what we're doing. We're preparing ourselves for that outcome.
How concerned are you, or how concerned is the United States, that Israel could potentially drag the United States into an armed conflict with Iran?
We are privileging the path of diplomacy. We think it's the best way. We think it's best for us. We suspect it's best for Iran, but Iran will have to decide. But as President Biden and Secretary Blinken have both said, if Iran chooses, despite our diplomatic offer, to take a different path, then we'll have to use the tools at our disposal to make sure that Iran does not acquire a nuclear weapon.
Why should Iran trust the United States, though, given the fact that it knows full well that a 2024 presidential election could bring another president that could completely undo any of the efforts you're making right now?
This is not a deal that is based on trust. And so it's not we don't trust the Iranians don't trust us. And what happened when the U.S. withdrew from the deal is that Iran started ramping up its nuclear program. That's why President Biden is back and has given us the mandate to try to get back into the deal. And he would not be expending this political capital and making this effort if his goal was to come in and then withdraw. Of course, we don't know what a future president will do. We don't know what the future Iranian leadership will do. But we think that it's in our mutual interest to get back in the deal.
Would the United States be willing at any point to meet face-to-face with Iranian negotiators?
We're prepared to meet with them face-to-face. We think it's far superior to indirect negotiations when we're dealing with something this complex, with so much mistrust, with so much potential for misunderstanding. So we've said we'll meet at any time in any place. They're the ones who are not prepared to do it for their own reasons. We think it's a mistake. We think it's a mistake that hurts both of us.
We know that these talks are not open-ended. The United States has made that clear. What's the time frame we're looking for?
As I've said before, this is a technological clock. It's not a chronological clock. In other words, if they slow down their nuclear program, we'd have more time. If they continue at the current pace, then time is running out. Secretary Blinken has made that clear over and over again. Time is running out, and we and the Europeans will have to conclude, if Iran continues on down this path, that they have killed the JCPOA and the JCPOA would be no more. We hope that's not the case. We are fully committed to a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA. We think there's still time to do it if Iran comes back and says they're prepared to roll up their sleeves and do it too.